The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. During the break, I came across an unbelievable story out of Israel. And this is brand new. I never heard it. Well, I haven't heard it because it's brand new. This is from a news source out of Israel. This is not, by the way, this is not what I was going to deal with immediately after the break. And I haven't read the whole story, so I can't give you all the details. But what I have read, it's blowing my mind. Right now, I'm in the book of Nehemiah in my morning devotions. Just finished up Ezra, and I'm coming through Nehemiah. And I've said this. Nehemiah is one of my favorite books of the Bible. Absolutely love the book of Nehemiah. When I was pastoring, I think we spent a little over 2 years going verse by verse through the book of Nehemiah. I just love it. Well, it would have caught my attention anyway, but since I am in the book of Nehemiah, this just jumped off the screen of my computer. Headline, discovered Nehemiah's wall. Archaeology proves the famous biblical account of a desperate attempt to fortify the holy city. Now, I won't spend a whole lot of time on this because, as I said, I was just beginning to read this report. During the break, I haven't read all of it. But from what I can gather, in what's called the City of David, and I've been there, it's almost right across the street from the temple complex, the Western Wall, the Dome of the Rock, and so forth. You can see the excavation. It's been going on there for many years now. And it's the City of David, and they just continue to uncover new evidence about the Kingdom of David and so on. Well, there is a northern tower at the northern end of the City of David that was discovered way back in I've lost it, but in 2007. This tower, which has been called the Northern Tower, quote, was in perilous condition at risk of collapse. So archaeologists looked at it and said, you know, we probably need to do something about this tower before it collapsed. And they assumed that the tower was from the Hasmonean period, around the first century B.C. Quote, the repair process was theoretically simple. The archaeologist and the team would dismantle the tower, carefully numbering each rock, noting its place in the wall. Then using modern mortar, they would simply rebuild it. However, with an edifice this ancient, things are rarely simple. And they began a 6 week excavation to try to disassemble this tower, label every rock, and then rebuild it using modern mortar and so forth. As they were dismantling it, they found that the dating was completely wrong because it had undeniable fingerprints of Persia. Persia. Now, how did Ezra rebuild the temple, and how did Nehemiah rebuild the wall? With the help, the assistance, and materials from Persia. So again, I'll take time to read the whole thing. But these archaeologists are absolutely confident that they have found a portion of Nehemiah's wall, which would be different than the wall around Jerusalem that would be built later. Why? It was built in an emergency. It was built very, very quickly. What was it? They completely rebuilt the wall in 51 days, if I remember correctly. So the wall would not be like much of the wall you see in Jerusalem today, these humongous stones from the Herodian period. This would have been not makeshift, but it would have been very elementary as a wall around the city. And so archaeologists actually believe they have uncovered part of the wall that Nehemiah built. That's just incredible. I can't wait to read the rest of the story. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. You know, about at least once a month, sometimes two or three times a month, if you're a regular listener, I share with you a brand new archaeological discovery that validates the Bible. The age of modern archaeology, the last 100 years or so, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of discoveries have been made. Not one has called into question the validity of anything found in the Bible. And thousands of discoveries have validated exactly what the Bible said. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? Don't ever be ashamed or embarrassed that you believe the Bible. New evidence all the time. I love this. Oh, my goodness. Nehemiah's wall. Wow. Wow. All right. Hey, this is insane. Most of you know the name Joaquin Phoenix. He's a Hollywood actor. He is best known recently for receiving the Screen Actors Guild Award for his portrayal of the Joker. Now, what do we know about the movie The Joker? Joaquin Phoenix plays a maniacal murderer. It is a movie filled with gratuitous violence. The movie is so bad that, if you remember the news stories, many movie theaters across America hired extra guards because they thought that the movie would produce violence in their movie theaters. That's how bad it is. That's how violent it is. The Joker is a maniacal murderer who just kills for pleasure. Yeah, that's Joaquin Phoenix, and he just got the Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Actor in Joker. Well, dressed in the same tuxedo that he went to the Screen Actors Guild in, he went to a pork slaughterhouse in Los Angeles. Yeah. And he protested, are you ready for this? The immorality of killing pigs. He said, and I quote, "Most people don't really know the torture and murder in the meat and dairy industry. I've seen it for what it is. I have to be here." And then get this, and I quote, "We have moral obligations to talk about it and expose it for what it really is. We are so indoctrinated with these happy images of animals on farms and the covers of meat containers at restaurants. It's a lie. I think people need to know the truth, and we have an obligation to do that. Those of us that have seen it for what it really is, we have an obligation to expose it, so I have to be here." and he started giving water to the pigs. And I like pigs. I also like bacon. Here is an actor who just got an award for portraying a maniacal murderer who kills human beings just for the pleasure of it. Yeah, kills humans just because it was fun. He's a maniac. And he protests the senseless killing of pigs. You can't make this kind of hypocrisy up. And by the way, Joaquin Phoenix is a strong supporter of abortion rights. Yeah, it's okay to kill unborn babies. It's okay to portray a person who kills humans. But yeah, don't dare have pork chops or bacon. What a weird, strange, bizarre, crazy world Hollywood is. And they're telling us about morality? Yeah.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I just want to share with you again the good news in our Heartbeat International campaign. We have not only reached, we have exceeded our goal. Yesterday, we stood at $9,263. Our goal was $8,000. That means you folks have underwritten 5 full days of Option Line, 124 hours, a little over 5 days. And that means your gifts are going to be responsible for saving over 2,232 babies. Now, I have no idea whether more money has come in today. I don't have access to the call center today, so I won't know until tomorrow. But if you would like to continue the giving, 800-999-7408. Now, I want to be completely honest. We have exceeded our goal. But every dollar goes to help save more babies. So if you want to continue, 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. And I'll give you a fresh update tomorrow. I am just amazed at the grace of God and how he uses people. Now, I am not equating, so please understand me. I'm not equating Donald Trump with Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, Darius, Artaxerxes, and I'm not. But as I went through Ezra, and now I'm going through Nehemiah again, I'm just reminded how God, in response to the prayers and repentance of his people, provides very unlikely assistance and leadership. Nebuchadnezzar was an evil pagan king. God put it in Nebuchadnezzar's heart to conquer Jerusalem and take the inhabitants captive into Babylon. God used a pagan king to punish his own people. Now, then later, I think Nebuchadnezzar became a convert. That whole thing of growing feathers and all, what a bizarre story that is, but it's true. It happened. It's in the Bible. And I believe Nebuchadnezzar became a convert. So they're off in captivity for 70 years because God said, if you don't straighten up, if you don't obey me, I'm going to put you into captivity. I'm going to have your enemies overrun you. And he did. And so they're there for 70 years, and they begin to repent. Hey, you know, it wasn't such a good idea to rebel against God. We're here in Babylon. We should be home. And maybe we need to turn to the God of Israel. And they do. They repent. And God raises up in succession three Persian kings. Cyrus, Darius, Artaxerxes. And there's some controversy about who was when and who was first and who was second, but three Persian kings, Darius, Cyrus, and Artaxerxes. No doubt they were pagan. Most historians believe they were Zoroastrians. Okay? We're not positive about that, but most historians believe they were Zoroastrians. And yet God used them to get Israel back where they belonged, back into their homeland. And not only that, to rebuild the temple. An evil pagan king says, hey, whatever you need to rebuild the temple, here's carte blanche. Here it is. You have it. Another pagan king says to Nehemiah, hey, whatever you need to rebuild the wall, count on me. You need lumber? Got it. Need work? Got it. I'm going to send you letters. So, again, I am not making an equation. But is it surprising that God might be using a very unconventional president that we don't always agree with and isn't always the best example of morality? To be the answer of God's people and to bring America back to a position of life, to emphasize family, it's not that unusual. Just something to think about tonight. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please, folks, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.